It's estimated that 5 million people attended women's marches across the country last year. Melody Flowers was one of the marchers in Washington. She says she felt President Donald Trump's Access Hollywood tape was a wake-up call.
You can't relegate that into the fake news dustbin. When people can see it and hear it right there on tape, that is a punch in the teeth.
Flowers says she could feel the love in D.C., and it inspired her when she came home to get into politics and run for her local precinct. Cheryl Foster of the Syntex Action Network traveled to the march in Austin.
And that rally last year, that march last year, was an amazing thing to have done. And so we want to do it again.
But that was a year ago now. And Foster and the Syntex Action Network are hoping to reignite that passion again with a women's rally this Saturday. Since then, Foster says there's been progress, like with the recent Me Too movement, but she admits there's still more work to be done, which is why she wants to rally again this year.
I know it's titled a women's march, but we want men there. We want families there. We want it to be just a great time. That's what we're looking for. We want to recreate Austin and D.C.
The group plans to discuss a host of issues beyond women's rights. The Waco Immigrants Alliance plans to attend. Hope Mustakim says female immigrants are especially vulnerable. But overall, issues like women's rights align deeply with issues like rights for immigrants.
You know, we could say it's only an immigrant issue, or they could say it's only a women's issue. We know that's not true because we see them overlap. We see them how each one plays into each other. And we're not individually being targeted alone.
But the one thing Foster and the Syntex Action Network hope to accomplish is getting people engaged.
I hope we get plugged in to organizations and candidates that meet our expectations and our goals. And then I hope we just wear out our shoe leather.
The rally will be held this Saturday at noon in Heritage Square. For KWBU, I'm Will Burney.